toll-free number is 855-453. You are invited, of course, to bring up anything that you'd like. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bradley.
Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them to you free. Meaning you, also, you can create the content there. Find something you like, vote it up, vote it down if you don't like it. Most liked items make it to the front page and the site. That's constantly changing, constantly updating as more people add new things to the site. You can add things to it as well. Over at freetalklive.com. So there's, as usual, a lot to discuss here tonight. Still to come, Polish activists smoke pot in front of Parliament. And I believe one of those activists is actually a member of the Parliament. So that's always cool when, you know, some politician shows some backbone and does something.
Well, and I know that this isn't part of the UK, but they seem to be over there much further ahead in at least the discussion of legalizing drugs.
Well, you look at Portugal, and they've actually done decriminalization for a decade, and they've had real tangible results. But we can talk more about that in a bit. In other drug-related news, there's news about another hypocrite who's been busted. Julia, tell me.
Right. I just love these stories. There's no shortage
of them.
No, there isn't, and that's why whenever I see someone who really strongly advocates against something that they would consider immoral, I automatically assume that they are what they advocate against. Like
Senator Santorum?
Right, I was just going to say, he is gay. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that anybody who thinks about gay sex as much as this guy likes gay sex. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's fine, but when you're trying to crush people who are gay because you feel uncomfortable about your own predilections. In fact, David Cruz was talking about that on Flaming Freedom on Saturday night on LRN.FM with Dale, was talking about how he used to be that angry, closeted gay guy. And
David Cruz is gay?
Yes. Well, yes, he is.
Huh.
Yeah. He wears
Not that it matters, but I just had no idea.
Right.
He hit it well.
He did. And, you know, now he's wearing an earring and he's completely out and, you know, he's gay out and it's great.
Good for him.
I totally agree. But he could relate to these people, these hypocrites, because he used to be that guy.
Right.
You know, he used to be the Christian guy who hated gays and, well, that's because deep down inside, he actually was one. And it's interesting, Derek Jay, who, of course, is definitely out, and on Tuesday nights on a regular basis, you'll hear him tomorrow night on this program, had told me that when Santorum came to Keene, and by the way, if you look for Santorum asked if he Googled himself or something like that, look for a Santorum Google video where he's asked if he's Googled himself, and you'll find what I'm talking about. But when Santorum came to Keene, Derek Jay, who, of course, has great gaydar, He had thought that Santorum was gay, and he proved it to himself when he saw his entourage. And there's one guy in his entourage who was kind of quietly accompanying him, as though like he was just kind of coming along with the campaign. Maybe his wife didn't know about it, because Santorum has kids. He's one of those guys that's got kids and a wife, so it's a cover story for him, essentially. And that he had this really quiet guy who looked gay getting in the back of his car, like in the back seat of the campaign car that was driving around. And it really set off all the red flags for Derek.
Right. Well, he's got kind of a gay face, Santorum.
Santorum does?
Yeah, and he wears a sweater vest.
Yeah.
And any guy who wears a sweater vest is. I Googled Santorum sometime, and the top Google ad is, donate $100, get a free sweater vest. So, I mean, you know, he takes his sweater vest very seriously.
So tell me, this isn't Santorum.
This is not Santorum related at all, but I thought it was amusing. So it's anti-underage drinking advocate charged with providing teen party spot before DWI crash. A borough man, I know, and this is from NJ.com, so NewJersey.com perhaps. A borough man who serves on a committee aimed at strengthening local anti-underage drinking laws allegedly provided teens with a place to drink last week right before a teenager got into a DWI crash, authorities said. Mark Gaw, age 55, was charged with a disorderly persons offense after a 17-year-old crashed a 1996 Acura into a tree on Twin Lakes Drive around midnight.
So he wasn't driving it.
The 17-year-old was.
Okay, so one of the teens that he was partying with was driving this thing?
Correct. The boy, who was returning to the house after he had dropped off two girls, told police that he had been drinking with other teens at Gaw's residence.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I find kind of weird about this is when I was a teenager, you know, you always had one friend who had parents who were cool enough to let you drink. But, or maybe
have,
you didn't.
I didn't have that. But I did have a house that I went to where my friends were those parents. Like, I wasn't friends with their kids. I was just friends with the parents.
Okay.
So I guess I sort of.
Right. So there was always, like, one set of parents that were okay with you drinking. But the reason they were okay with you drinking was because they wanted you to drink in an environment where they could watch you, as opposed to being out somewhere where you're going to drink anyway and they don't know what's going on. You could drive. And so whenever I was in one of these situations, there were rules. And one of the rules was that you had to give your keys up.
Yeah.
You couldn't, there was no driving involved. So the fact that this guy apparently was letting them drive around and that he was on his way back to the house. So like, okay, you go drop these girls off and come back is really irresponsible.
So the old guy wasn't in the car.
No.
I see.
He just provided the booze to the people who were.
Right. So he's basically allowing teens to drink in the most irresponsible manner possible.
Correct.
Oh,
which I don't.
Because I don't care if teens drink; they're gonna drink anyway. And what you're saying is, you know, responsible parents have come up with ways to help protect these teenagers, and this guy wasn't even coming close to do any of that.
No, and you know, it doesn't say that he's a parent, like any of his kids were involved. So I'm kind of a little weirded out how he met these teens. You know, like, what is a 55-year-old? Because every situation I was in where some old person was, like, drinking with us, or at least okay with us drinking, it was somebody's parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, who is this guy, and how did he, like, hey, teens, come over to my house and party with me?
Maybe he's, like, a church group director or something like that.
It just seems strange.
I mean, it sounds like the only thing worse he possibly could have done was handed them a firearm.
I was going to say have sex with them, but...
well, that too. But I mean, talk about, like you said, in the most irresponsible way. I mean, kids learn to drink, teenagers and young adults learn to drink typically in the woods in some sort of pit or in some sort of party house surrounded by people that typically don't always have their best interests in mind.
No doubt.
And I've been there when people have made sexual assault allegations against other people who were there drinking, and it's just a nightmare. So, you know, there's a lot of states that actually allow parents to give their minor children alcohol. New Hampshire's not one of them. If you have a child in New Hampshire who's 20 and you give a beer to that child, you could go to jail for a year. It's
insane.
Absolutely insane, yeah.
The 17-year-old who was alone in the car at the time of the crash was not hurt. He was charged with driving while intoxicated, underage possession, and consumption of alcohol. Now, that's weird because I wonder if he actually had alcohol on him.
You can get charged if it's in your bloodstream.
There's an internal possession charge, which
see, that's
is what
weird
Brad's
to me.
About. I don't know if that exists in every state, but it does exist in some.
Not in every state, but in most states, including our very own New Hampshire, it does.
And it's sick.
New Hampshire has some bad alcohol laws.
Oh, it's one of New Hampshire's one of 18 control states that has an absolute monopoly on liquor.
Yep,
they sure do.
Totally off topic, but quick question. I thought I saw something in the news the other day about New Hampshire possibly looking into letting grocery stores sell liquor. Is that true?
I heard rumor about something going on in the state legislature.
So that's kind of cool.
If that goes through.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely
news.
Not going to pass.
Well, whenever there's a change to the status quo, the system freaks out. Down in Massachusetts, there was discussion, I think it was last year or the year before, of allowing grocery stores to sell wine. And guess who came out against it the loudest? The Police Chiefs Association.
Of course.
They were like, oh my God, you know, we can't allow the sale of wine in the place where you buy chicken and other things that you eat with dinner. You know, like, we can't allow it. You have to go next door.
What would happen?
What would happen if we allowed this? You know, it's insane.
What's weird about that is there are plenty of states that do allow that.
But
I think Maine is one of them. I know Michigan and Detroit, you can buy liquor at the grocery store.
Well, he's talking about wine, right?
Wine.
I mean, like, most
yeah,
grocery stores
crazy.
Have wine. Now, I mean, in Massachusetts, they're not state-run liquor stores there. So,
right.
I mean, it's even more bizarre that the police chiefs would even give a damn. Like, at least, you know, here in New
Don't
Hampshire...
Don't they drink wine?
Well, probably not as many as...
If you do anything to change the status quo, people freak out.
They hate
it.
Exactly.
They freak out.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why we're having crackdowns and things like that here, because we're doing things that challenge the status quo. You do things where... If you do things that challenge the status quo where you are, they're going to crack down on you, too. But problem is, you'll be all alone when it happens to you. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here about this story in moments. Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favorite among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got all kinds of stuff, including archives. You can go and download as many Free Talk Live episodes as your little heart desires. We've got them going all the way back to late 2006, and they're all free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy. And also, if you've ever been the victim of injustice and decided to do nothing about it just because attorneys are too darn expensive, visit jurisdictionary.com and get the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with information on how to use the court's rules, which, of course, if you don't know those rules, you might as well be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and costs less than an hour with any good attorney. The 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Go to jurisdictionary.com, get their free tools like their legal flow chart, weekly tips and tactics newsletters, free legal dictionary videos, and more. Go there at jurisdictionary.com, and then when you buy the course, you can use their pull-down menu and let them know you heard about it from Free Talk Live. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, it's Ian in the studio.
And Bradley.
And Julia.
All right. So we're talking about, we'll get right to your calls here shortly, but I want to make sure we get through this this piece that you want to share with us, Julia, this hypocrite, this 55-year-old man who is on a panel of some sort, some task force that is advising governmental agencies as to how to, crack down on underage drinking.
Correct.
Is that pretty much right?
Yep. It says here he's a member of a volunteer committee consisting of residents appointed by the borough's council that is researching ways to create new laws that authorize police to enforce underage drinking laws on private property. So apparently, like we were talking earlier about how you can give your own kids beer in some states, maybe New Jersey is one of these states where that's allowed.
Okay.
That's kind of what it sounds like. The lieutenant added that residents have become increasingly concerned about such behaviors among high school students. We hear that this happens quite a bit, Schwartz says.
Right, because everybody had a bad experience when they were in high school. So therefore, we'll just outlaw it and crack down on it, and that'll make them have a better experience because they'll go to jail in addition to being really wasted. The mindset of these people is just horrible to begin with. But on top of it all, the dude's a hypocrite because he gets busted because some teenagers who had left a party that he was throwing for teenagers ended up, one of the teens ended up crashing a car and snitching him out.
Right.
So while he's advocating for regulations, he's the guy providing the high school parties, the dangerous high school parties.
Yes. It's been our experience that kids aren't just having a beer at a party, they're binge drinking. And I just want to say the reason they're binge drinking is because you're telling them, do not ever look at a drop of alcohol until you're way past adulthood.
I think it was 2003 when DARE stopped being funded by the U.S. Department of Education because it was proven that it causes 12-year-old girls to smoke marijuana more. So, I mean, all these programs that are designed to do one thing typically have the complete opposite effect. And if you have these programs where you try to stop binge drinking, typically you're going to have binge drinking. You know, I mean, young adults need to be treated with respect and treated like adults and given the real information versus saying that a shard of Bacardi is the same thing as smoking a joint, which is the same thing as hitting the meth pipe, which is just utter BS.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that binge drinking exists all around the world, and I won't say that, you know, America is the only country where this is a problem, but I think it's pretty universally accepted that it's a way bigger problem in America than it is in other countries like Europe, where they responsibly teach you how to... I mean, you can go into a bar at 14 and order a drink in places in Europe.
That's great.
And they don't have the same numbers. I'll actually look for them maybe on the next break, but I know that the numbers of binge drinking in America is astounding.
The same thing applies to teenage pregnancies, where the countries in which the age of consent is lower, there are fewer teenage pregnancies that happen in those places.
Really?
Yeah, simply because it's not prohibited, so people approach it from a more responsible manner.
Yep. I mean, the prohibition doesn't work no matter what you're talking about. So if it's underage drinking, if you really want to stop binge drinking, you need to get rid of the drinking age, and people need to take responsibility and start teaching their children how to drink responsibly. But I would say many adults don't know how to drink responsibly. So
that's true.
How are you going to teach your kid to drink responsibly?
855-453 is the toll-free number. Let's talk to Brian in Oklahoma City. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Hey, guys. I was thinking about a theory where a government that would have no career politicians by having all the people that serve the government as kind of like a jury duty kind of situation where...
You're talking about a draft.
Yeah, and then they would be, like, insulated from lobbyists, like... They would be allowed to talk to lobbyists, but it would have to be, like, on video, recorded, and everything. But they would never, it would be kind of like a witness protection kind of thing, if there was no cameras or a way to document, then they wouldn't be allowed to talk to anyone. You know,
I think the first proposal is interesting on its face. I mean, I would guess it'd be better than what we have now, because at least now you have these people who are seeking power. These are the people that are the ones that are looking to become politicians. I mean, I oppose what you're saying simply because you're talking about a draft, and drafting people into anything is slavery, and so obviously, you know, that's unacceptable. So I think the idea fails there. But in theory, if it were somehow acceptable to draft people, it would be better than what we have today, simply because you'd be eliminating the power seekers. You'd just be putting random people into seats of power. I feel like that would be better, especially if they were changed out every 2 years, because they wouldn't get a foothold. They wouldn't be able to get the experience necessary to really work the system. That could, you know, I get where you're coming from on that, but still, it suffers obviously from the problem that it's a draft, and the draft is slavery, but also it's a problem because people in this country are educated by the government, and when you go to government school, one of the assignments that you frequently get, maybe in elementary school, for instance, is, okay, class, today imagine you're the president. What laws would you want to sign? Or what laws, you know, you're a legislator. What laws would you write? What would you pass? And it gets people into this mindset of thinking that, well, this is what government's for, is to pass laws. So if I were in control, this is how I would change things, believing, of course, that laws actually do change things. Of course, we found out that they don't, in point of fact. In fact, in many cases, they make things worse. So you still end up drafting average people who don't have any idea what liberty really means, and they would get into the political office, and they'd immediately start thinking about all the behaviors they want to change in all their fellow Americans and countrymen or whatever, and all of the things they want to outlaw, and all the things they want to control and tax, and that would be the mindset, I think, of the average person placed into a position like that.
Well, isn't there a saying that the devil you know is better than the devil you don't? And in that situation, you'd have all these devils every 2 years that you don't know. I mean, someone who hates barking dogs could, because they have a neighbor with a barking dog, could all of a sudden have government power, and then they could crack down a war on barking dogs, you know. And
sure, but they'd still have to get others in the politicians to agree with their proposal.
I'm getting rid of Ugg boots.
Ugg boots, they're horrible,
they're ugly.
Well, if appropriately,
well, could be like a voluntary situation. You know, it doesn't have to be like a draft. I mean, it could be.
Well, if it's voluntary, then you're right back to having a power seeker situation. So if you have to volunteer into the, you know, the draft of who will be potentially chosen to become those who are in power, then obviously the seekers are going to be the ones that are putting their names in the hat. So
me.
The better solution, of course, is to abolish the federal government entirely and secede to 50 different states. Thanks, Brian, for the call. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
By dialing toll-free to 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there. Again, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, so different stream sizes for your internet connection. And then also you'll learn about the over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio. We're on two channels up on XM. And in addition to that, we also have the KU band free-to-air satellite channel, plus the webcam and listen lines. Go and get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Hey, everybody's a hypocrite but me.
Really?
That's quite a statement.
Hey, hey, Ian, I just wanted to comment, and the other two, is it Julia and...
Brad.
Okay, hey, about the school shooting day in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know about that. I totally I've been busy with dealing with jail and bailing people out all day. I hadn't heard the news until just a few minutes ago.
Well, that's a good thing to be doing, honorable. Hey, but anyway, here in Jackson, Tennessee, they had a nightclub shooting here the other night. It killed one or two and injured 20. But, you know, people are going to freak out on that. But, you know, about the school shooting, I just want to make a comment to y'all that I think the media should just only, you know, show the consequence of the crime. You know, don't you know, try to make the shooters look, you know, like a movie, you know, like a lot of them have done, which influences other school shooters, which are, they're so rare, too. I want to make that point. And school is also the safest place for a child. I mean, the absolute safest.
Is it? I mean, they don't allow anybody to defend themselves, so it seems like a real good target for someone that wants to do a shooting.
Well, they're so rare, though, like I was saying. But, like, here's the numbers, if you want to, for probability that a youth age 5 to 19 will die every year from any cause of death, 1 in 3,000, traffic accident, 1 in 8,000, homicide away from school, 1 in 21,000, cancer, 1 in 33,000, you know, drowning, 1 in 73, but in school, a 1 in 1,700,000. So you'll see the comparison by getting hit by, struck by lightning, 1 in 780,000, but being in school, they have a 1 in 1,700,000 chance of dying.
Well, I mean, maybe that's true, but it's still, I don't think it, even if that's true, I still don't think it means that people should just do nothing. Like everything's fine just how it is. I mean, everything's not fine. People can't defend themselves. Teachers can't carry firearms. There's no real defenses at these schools except for like one cop that's milling about.
You don't need them. It's so rare. Look, did you know there's only been worldwide since 1974 maybe 105 school shootings. In the entire
world. Well, okay, but there's still, you know, those are still people are getting killed, and it's, I think.
But the percentages are. It's
right,
not
but Ed, I agree with you, but what? But wouldn't you agree that having people be able to defend themselves would lower that number even more significantly? Because then the school shooters would know they'd be up against armed opposition.
You mean kids carrying guns to school, or
well, they used to. Back in the old days, kids used to carry guns to school, so that's not unheard of. But, you know, as a compromise, you could allow teachers and other staff members to carry them.
I don't even think it's necessary.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying based on the statistics, you don't think it's necessary. But try telling that to the 100 parents, or whoever, the 200 parents that had their, excuse me, you said it was incidents of shootings, not necessarily deaths. Try telling that to the people whose, you know, children have died. And not only that, how about the trauma that happens to all the other ones that stay alive? I mean, you just had your friends get wiped out. I mean, that's pretty serious.
Well, I understand, but and you can't stop it, just like you
Yeah, you can, if people have guns.
Hey, listen, just like the war on drugs, you can't keep drugs out of a jail.
You can't stop it entirely, but if people have guns and other weapons with which to defend themselves, then it's much less likely to occur. Don't you agree?
Well, I mean, I understand, but it's not going to be a perfect world, you know. If you
of course not. I didn't say it was.
If you try to be perfect, it would be total horror.
I didn't say it was going to be a perfect world.
Nobody wants this. Who does? But it's not a perfect world.
Well, of course, but just because it's not a perfect world, Ed.
I don't think my answer would be no.
Just because it's not a perfect world doesn't mean we should rest on our laurels and not try to improve it. And I think
that. It's so rare. Hold it. You're talking about something so rare.
But why shouldn't a teacher be able to bring a gun to school?
Well, I never said that they shouldn't, but.
Well, then let's make a change.
I've never owned a gun.
Cool, man.
I reared my child. And I used to tell people, you know, when friends come up, I said, you don't have to worry about accidental shooting here. It cannot happen. There is no gun here. No one.
I get what you're saying. Of course, a kid could always bring a gun into your house, but that's another thing.
Well, let me ask you this, then. If I had I reared my child, like I told you. No one was allowed to bring a gun on my property. What about
you knew of?
I mean,
this isn't allowed.
Right, you weren't searching everybody coming into your property, right? So there still could have been a gun.
I mean, nobody would have a gun on them anyway. Nobody would pull it out or say, I have a gun. Or I'd just say, hey, we got kids here, no gun. You know, without a gun, you can't have an accident.
Look, man, I'm with you. I don't like having a gun around either, but I understand the need for it in some cases, and I understand why people have them, and I have had them, and I have one, and I don't like to flash it. I don't like to, you know, I'm not a gun cleaner or a gun polisher or one of those kinds of people. But on the other hand, I do know that when guns are allowed in different places, it stops crime from happening.
Well, it's like where do shootings occur? They occur in places where guns are banned. They don't occur at gun shows. They occur at schools and government buildings.
I was at a gun show once where a gun gunshot did go off. It was an accident, though. It wasn't like somebody was trying to shoot another person. It was like a total accident. But it was scary.
But I just don't live my life like that in fear. You know what I mean? I just don't. I don't.
And you shouldn't. And I agree with you. I don't think people should focus on fear, and they shouldn't worry, because worrying doesn't make any difference. It doesn't help things. It just makes you crazy and all kinds of perturbed.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And when we have 1 in 20 Americans on psychotropic drugs, and then they're going to own guns. And I mean, you know, I just don't. I'm not in the gun.
Let me tell you, Ed, at the Liberty Forum this weekend, there were plenty of people with guns there.
Right.
Some of them were carrying openly. Some of them were carrying concealed, likely. And I feel very safe. I feel very safe.
I can say is, hey, like I told you, in my house, with my child there, there could be no accidental shooting.
That's great. But when you go outside the house, there are guns around.
I was talking when you were...
When you go outside your house, there are guns around.
Right.
So,
but I'm not in fear. I mean, I wish they didn't have them. I know that.
Me too. I wish I could wave a magic wand and get rid of all the guns tomorrow, Ed. But that's not going to happen. In the meantime, I'd rather allow people to defend themselves in whatever way they feel is right, whether it's carrying a gun or a taser or a knife or pepper spray or just being a lethal weapon with your hands and feet. I mean, people should be able to defend themselves in whatever way makes them feel comfortable, because when people can defend themselves, then the criminals, the people who would otherwise do terrible things, will think twice. And all you have to do is interview some criminals and talk to them and you know, say, where are you more likely to commit a crime? And they'll tell you. They're not going to go to a place where they know people are armed. So they're going to go to, you know, if this school shooter, the potential school shooter, knows that teachers are carrying weapons and aides and folks are carrying weapons at school, they're going to think twice and they're going to figure out something else to do.
And I don't think it would stop anything, even with metal detectors there, with cameras. Look, this is so rare. Think about it.
I didn't advocate metal detectors.
Your law or life on the extreme. I mean, that's like Dick Cheney. He lived by the 1% doctrine. If it had a 1% chance of happening, he was going to try to stop it.
I understand what you're saying. You don't want to go crazy over these things, Ed, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I get it. You know, you don't want to live your life in fear. I don't want to either. But it's realistic to believe that violence could happen out there, and... You know, I don't blame anybody for wanting to have the peace of mind of knowing that they can protect themselves if something like that transpires. Some places are more violent than others. Maybe where Ed lives in Tennessee, you know, there's very, very few gun shootings. But there are other places where there are plenty of them. You know, why wouldn't you be able to want to defend yourself in those places? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line joining you tonight. It is Ian
and Bradley
and Julia.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you lots of features. We give them all away to you. Enjoy them. If you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a free bumper sticker there. You can also get your hands on web graphics, high res graphics with which you can make your own Free Talk Live stuff. For instance, maybe you weren't at the Liberty Forum this weekend. You didn't get your hands on any of the official Free Talk Live merchandise that was for sale there, because that's at this time the only place where it is available is when we're out live at a location. But hopefully Johnson will, our store manager, will relaunch the Free Talk Live online store maybe later this year. He's been talking about it. And so if you want to make your own T-shirts, you can just download our graphics from promote.freetalklive.com. And do it that way. I know Julia used to use these iron-on things.
I did. I actually have a homemade Free Talk Live t-shirt from before Free Talk Live had t-shirts.
That's right. And so you can do that. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Came out pretty good.
It did. And you know, maybe you don't want to pay for a print run of screen pressing a whole bunch of shirts. Just want to do a one-off. It's not a problem. So do whatever makes you feel good. Let's go to you and your thoughts. We'll talk to Chris, listening in Alabama to WBHP in the Huntsville area. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good show tonight, fellas.
Thank you. Yeah, hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the last caller, I agree with what a lot of him says, a lot of what he says, and if a person doesn't want to be armed, you know, we have the right to carry, they have the right not to.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, in a free society, or supposedly free society, yes, you know, do what, you know, what comes natural, what you think you need to do for yourself. But statistics, a lot of times they lie, a lot of times they're misleading. We have a local elementary school and a high school, and I know within the past 5 years, there's been three real threats against them as far as some kid going nuts, wanting to do something, but luckily it was thwarted before it could happen. One of them, a kid was setting up with hunting rifles above the high school and was going to take out kids on the way to the bus when school was out, and the sheriff's department got wind of it and took care of it. And, you know, statistically, any of us being in a violent confrontation, if statistics say, well, it'll never happen. Well, in the last 10 years, I've been in three. I never had to pull the trigger, but if it wasn't for the presence of the firearm, you know, I would have been a victim somehow. I don't know how it would have turned out, but I didn't know how it turned out now, and I'm very glad that Gaston Glock invented what he did.
There are those situations where a gun can completely change how things play out, and you don't ever have to pull the trigger. You can just, you know, cock it, and then just that noise alone might scare somebody away or whatever.
Well,
but then again, they say if you're going to draw down on somebody, you better be prepared to shoot them as well. So there's that factor. And I can say that there have been situations that I've been in where having a gun might have made things worse, in that I might have had a dead body on my hands, and otherwise, I, you know, if he, if it's really tricky to know when the right time to use deadly force is. You know, if you're not a cop, you might get charged with some sort of criminal act yourself if you don't do things exactly right. So it really just all depends. But I think people should be able to do whatever makes them feel good, whatever makes them feel safe.
But I think what's important to note here is that you don't even necessarily have to use guns for them to have an influence, and that is, like, in a situation where teachers could carry guns, just the knowledge that somebody could potentially have a gun frightens people.
New Hampshire has a law on the books that says school boards can authorize their local school system to teach firearm safety. And this law, I mean, it goes way, way back, but, you know, I haven't heard of it being used in years and years. And unfortunately, sort of like the same thing with responsible drinking, when responsible firearm safety practices aren't taught to people at a young age, that's when, you know, accidents happen and
for sure.
and firearms aren't respected. And I used to have a police sergeant who, whenever he would get a new gun, he would show it to his small children and he would let them touch it and, you know, and say, you see this, you come get me. Not, you know, none of this. No, just stay away from it. Don't touch it. You need to be pragmatic and real about this type of stuff.
Chris, other thoughts?
Yes, sir. I agree with that last statement. My son, when he was young, 2, 3, 4 years old, I would hand him a triple-checked, unloaded firearm while he's sitting in the floor in front of the TV. After a minute, I'm sitting there with him. After a minute or so, he puts it down and forgets about it. It's never been a forbidden fruit type thing with firearms. And I'm in the firearms accessories business, so there's going to be a lot around. So, you know, there's no issue with that. And one thing, too, about teaching firearm safety, they may do it under the guise of hunter safety. It is taught in our local high school. There's 2 or 3 certified instructors who's also teachers. And that may be something a government school does well, and a lot of kids go through it. And part of the hunter safety is firearm safety, dealing with handguns, rifles, and shotguns. So it's a good thing.
Chris, thanks for calling with the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's continue here and talk to Daryl, listening in San Antonio. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Hey, Brad, I actually have a story that might interest you as a former law enforcement officer.
Go for it.
In Andalusia, Alabama, at the beginning of this month, 16 people entered guilty pleas for various crimes. One of the people was a 32-year-old man that pled guilty to sexually abusing an intellectually disabled female family member.
Hmm.
He had previously been convicted of raping a 15-year-old girl. He got 1 year in prison.
1 year.
9 of the other people that entered guilty pleas were for drug charges.
And they got 20 years.
Those sentences ranged from 3 years to 25.
Gosh.
Nonviolent drug charges.
That sounds about right.
But molest a mentally disabled person and you, no problem.
Yep, 1 year.
Well,
incredible.
If you sell crack cocaine in New Hampshire twice, you can have a life sentence. I remember one case that I tell people about. This guy beat up his girlfriend's 12-year-old daughter so badly, he wrapped a belt around his hand, and she was in the hospital for 2 weeks. This guy got to serve 3 months in jail one summer, and then 3 months in jail some other summer, you know, because it was convenient for his work schedule. And I'm sorry, but the priorities of the criminal justice system are so out of whack when someone who hurts a little kid like that, you know, gets 6 months incarcerated, and if you possess chemicals that don't hurt anybody, you can do life. It blows my mind.
Daryl, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it, man.
What can we do for that?
For what, the people in prison?
No, to change that to where nonviolent criminals aren't going to jail for 3 to 25 times as long as violent.
You can move to New Hampshire and get active and work inside the system to reform it.
I was just going to say, move to New Hampshire.
I'll be doing that in April.
Excellent, sir. Look forward to seeing you when you get here, and thanks, Daryl, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's continue with Abel, who is in New Hampshire, and Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. Hi, Brad. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
By the way, Abel, it was refreshing to hear your voice on Pork 411 last night announcing that you were indeed not a dead man. Somebody called Pork 411 and announced that you had been killed or died in some manner, and you apparently heard the announcement and called back and said that you're I think you kind of took a riff from Mark Twain announcing that the rumors of your death have been greatly exaggerated.
There you go.
Was that Mark Twain that said that?
I don't know.
I'm so happy to be alive. You know, it's actually a kind of a revelation to me as you know, people were so concerned, and you know, I got all this you know, traffic on my page here on Facebook, and you know, it was a life affirming thing to have that happen.
It's a good thing to know people are paying attention to Pork 411s still, which is nice.
Yeah, it was on the webpage too. Dan Stewart. I mean, you remember Dan, right?
Yeah.
He was a Keniac, and apparently his health went bad, and he went back towards his family, and he died at 50. And
oh my God! So Dan Stewart actually died. I thought that they had confused you with Dan, and were saying that you were dead. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Dan Stewart.
Right.
With a D.
So what were you calling about here tonight?
Well, I wanted to bring up Liberty Forum. I you know, I just was there, and I just want to say that, you know, for future reference, we ought to promote it more to everybody else. I don't know, maybe actually buy a commercial or WMUR or, you know, just do something. Even something with, you know, it would be great. It's become a sponsor on New Hampshire Public Radio. I mean, that's not even very expensive. And then, you know, all these naysayers that are, you know, having all these negative fantasies about us, you know,
about the Free State Project, about the movement of liberty lovers all coming to New Hampshire and getting active. There are people out there that are haters or confused or angry. Yeah, invite those people. I totally agree.
Yeah.
But the one thing you can't count on, Abel, is for the Free State Project board to do anything that you want them to. So you'll have to head that up on your own and make it happen.
I just thought of it, and you know, I may
go for it. Start planning now, because 2013 will be here before you know it. I thank you for the call. We're out of time tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.